The Wib Wake Up Show as our March Hope and Hoops continues with our guest shooter, Betsy. We had Guys Day on Tuesday. Well, that only makes sense that today then is Ladies Day. And so, and it is Matching Day today. Boy, good thing I mentioned this now. Yeah. So we got an anonymous $500 matching gift from someone. And so the first $500 we make through your pledges will be matched today. So let's try to do that. Keeping that in mind, we got an all-day pledge going on for the grand prize of the $50 mustard seed gift certificate. I think that's more of ladies. But it's, Carol was showing me that they've got slippers. So if you win, Jason Kins, you know, you might want to get Heather some slippers. So
yeah, I actually like the mustard seed. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great.
You like to shop it down to earth.
I do. Yeah. I do. It's. I also like to take pictures at Down to Earth.
Okay. So,
yeah. I'll walk in and I'll say, am I allowed to take pictures here? Because you always want to ask, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a store. But they have so many beautiful things inside and out there.
There you go. You could
advertisement for Down to Earth.
Absolutely. Well, I think we got Mustard Seed Boutique today, and then we got the John Scott Men's Apparel, which is their newest. That's like later in the month. So
there
the guys will not be left out. But anyhow, at the end of the day, Dawson gets all the fun with the drawing. Yesterday, gave away two tickets, two flex regular reserve seats, and two meet and greets for We the Kingdom at OneFest. So,
very nice.
Well, I already talked to my wife this morning in Africa, so it's a crazy world we live in, huh?
So. Yeah, it is. I have not talked to my wife, who's just downstairs. So,
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We have tried after all the years and all the trips. At the end of the call today, she goes, yeah, I think this works better. I mean, you're always trying to find, for a few years now, we've been doing, like, she calls me late at night, and this weekend, it's we spring ahead an hour, so hey, guess what? You're going to lose an hour of sleep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah,
it's
but
nice to know that that's going to happen.
The good thing is that, well, it'll cut the gap from here to Liberia ahead of us by only 5 hours instead of 6 hours. So
there you go. There you go. Can you imagine having to do missions work, you know, separated from your spouse without telephone like that? Man, it'd be a whole different world.
That's right. Hey, thanks to Angela and Boyd, a $10 pledge today. So,
very nice.
Angela, I'm going to check with you. Is that a $10 flat pledge? That's how I'm understanding that, because you're not specifying makes or misses. And that's fine. Terrific. And that gets you in on the drawing for the end of the day. Well, I just want to say thank you for your friendship. Recently, it was in the news that one well-known wealthy man, probably the wealthiest man in the world, told a high-ranking political official that he said he loved him as much as a man can love another man, something along those lines. And so, anyhow, I felt challenged. I immediately thought of our own friendship because I'm like, I publicly declare my love for you more than any other man.
Yeah.
But I genuinely do love and appreciate you based on years of friendship.
For sure, yeah. You know, and I think there's that intimacy that grows, especially with time and willingness to dive into all things, right? I mean, to kind of talk about a lot of stuff. And so often I think there's this toxic idea around what friendship can look like with men, I think, especially. And I think it's good to have someone we love and care about. And I think that's modeled for us in the Bible. I think don't often see that now in society, though. So I too, am grateful for our friendship.
This whole, and again, there's many other ideas and things of discussion that I'll just set aside. But in terms of the Crab Fest, I started 4 years this past Friday that Larry Crabb had gone to be with the Lord. Connecting, 1997, did we talk about the actual book? I did so much buildup.
Yeah, you know, I think we talked a little bit about it, kind of what it was and
Kind
of what was the point behind it and that you know, the shift behind his work and so forth.
Okay, so the subtitle, Healing for Ourselves and Our Relationships. Okay,
yep.
So then let's just use that as a shift for tomorrow is one of your favorites. It used to be called The Safest Place on Earth. Is that what they... I forget.
Now it's called Building a True Spiritual Community.
Okay.
Yeah, and... You know, I think both of those are good titles. You know, I sometimes wonder whether The Safest Place on Earth might be a better title, but, you know, I think both are relevant to what the book is about. So.
Okay, well, that's just a preview. Tomorrow we'll talk more about why that's one of your favorites of his.
Sure.
All right. In the meantime, we're in Romans chapter. This time just goes by too fast, man.
It goes fast.
And again, sometimes I look at the clock and I think, you know, It can vary. We can sometimes even finish shy of 5 minutes. But here we got Romans 12:15. It's interesting because as we've done a lot of the New Testament and reading your devotional commentary, I mean, you can tell Romans 12 is rich because you comment verse by verse.
It's my favorite chapter in the whole thing. Yeah. I did. Yeah. Yeah. And it says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep.
Mm-hmm. And you say, be eager to join people right where they are. In Letters to the Beloved, you say, if they're celebrating, do not warn them about excessive happiness. Rejoice with them. When they're mourning, suffer with them. I never intended people to be emotionless, but heartful. Final thought.
Heartful, right, exactly. You know, and I think there's too often, at least in certain strands of Christianity, there's concern or encouraging people away from emotion. And yet if we read the Bible, it's full of deep, deep emotion. And we want to be able to join one another in those places of hardship and suffering, but also joy and excitement and all of those things.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Well, our guest shooter, Betsy from Evenings, is in. Hi, Betsy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Are you a morning person?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, you're doing
normally
evenings.
I'm used to saying good evening.
Yeah, I know.
Feels weird to say good morning.
You have a wonderful pink sweater on
I
today.
I do for Ladies' Day.
Yeah,
gotta be
very
in pink.
Good. A lot going on today. We've got four pledgers already for you and a lot of generosity, all from the female side of things. Angela in Boyd, Vicky in Eau Claire, Julie in Virginia, and Karen in Ladysmith. And so, we're going to... Still a couple of moments away, so you can still get some warm-ups in.
All right.
But what's your approach? Any thought?
Well, I'm a little on the injured list today.
You're on the injured list.
Yeah,
what happened?
I have a torn rotator cuff on my left side.
But you're going to shoot righty?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to shoot with my right hand, I think, or under.
And you are right-handed.
I am right-handed.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So I'm on the injured list.
How did you tear your rotator cuff?
Over years.
Oh, over years. Very good. All right, well... hang in there, get your warm-ups in, shoot with your right hand, and Betsy coming up. Boy, I'll tell you what, you guys are doing fantastic here this morning, as we're also hearing from Julie Smith in Eau Claire, $10 per make, $5 per miss, and no, it's not too late, Julie, we got you in here as well. Again, the drawing's going to be at the end of the day for the $50 Mustard Seed Boutique gift certificate. Carol showed me they now have slippers there and so much more at the Mustard Seed Boutique, all part of... the setting at Down to Earth Cafe, I want to get a coffee drink and maybe a snack as well. So many goodies there. And Linda in Chippewa Falls even says, tell Betsy hello for me. So hello, Betsy. Also, we mentioned Julie and Linda with a $20 flat pledge. Karen in Ladysmith, $25 per made basket. Julie listening in Virginia, like our friend Vicky, it's $3 per make, $2 per miss, and Angela, the $10 flat pledge in Boyd. So the ladies turning out big on Ladies' Day. Betsy, are you ready to go? She's ready. All right.
Underdog.
Okay, the underhanded or underdog approach. Underhanded, but nothing shady about it. First one, a little short, a little soft, a little more oomph. All right, four more to go. Stepping up, the second one off the backboard and in. The underhanded worked. She's one for two. Three more to go. Get in there. Yes. Off the backboard. Two for three. Yes, it's higher this year. She's been noting that. Oh, that one did not get up there. All right. So two for four. One more toss here this morning. And it's up, up, and in there. Yeah. Three for five. Way to go, Betsy. Raising money for WIB Incorporated and helping keep those Christ-centered programs right where they belong here on WWIB. Well, this is a story we had earlier. We've got an update.
We do indeed. So Cheetozard, am I getting that right?
Yes.
That's the perhaps now famous Cheeto that is shaped like Charizard from Pokemon.
Huh. Yeah, so this Cheeto has fetched an astonishing $87,840 at auction.
You heard that right. This is a Cheeto. Now, it's shaped like Charizard, which is super cool. And Charizard is orange, like a Cheeto. But this is almost $88,000 that someone paid for this.
Did, like, some kid get access to his parents' credit card, or
right?
How did this happen?
The Golden Auction House confirmed the sale, which occurred on Sunday. The snack, measuring 3 inches long, it's also a Flamin' Hot Cheeto, was mounted on a customized Pokemon card and sealed in a protective case.
Discovered a few years ago, the Cheeto gained significant popularity on social media late last year.
The auction attracted considerable interest, 60 bids. 60 bids
on this. So this wasn't just one person vying for this.
Yeah, the final bid amounted to $72,000 with an additional buyer's premium that took it up to, again, $87,840. Again, for a Cheeto. I mean, I love Cheetos. Not the Flamin' Hot so much, but I love Cheetos. But I don't even think I'd pay a dollar for a Cheeto.
Now, this is a lot less than the banana that was duct taped to the wall.
So I suppose we're improving as a society.
Wow, crazy. Well, listen, we're asking for millions or even thousands, but we're asking for support in our March Hope and Hoops Ladies Day and trying to match an anonymous donation of $500 by the end of the day. We'd love to get that done by 9 o'clock, right?
Yes, could we move forward toward that? And again, no pledges so far. And all day, your pledges putting you in a drawing for a $50 gift card from our friends at Down to Earth Garden Center, specifically $50 for the Mustard Seed Boutique. They now have slippers there, which is really cool, but also all sorts of fashions, again, for spring and summer. I'm sure coming in now to a great place to shop, and whether it's for you or a gift to someone else, a chance to win $50 from Mustard Seed. And Sue Stewart, who operates so much behind the scenes here at WWIB, is coming in for Ladies Day to be our guest shooter. So get behind Sue with your pledge per shot made, per shot missed, or a nice flat amount. And of course, those flat pledges are especially great today to help us get toward that matching challenge of $500. I think you said we're at 181.
That's right.
So on the way, but still a long way to climb to try to reach that challenge of $500 matched today for Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated.
This weekend's bringing ahead an hour.
Yeah, daylight saving time coming up. And again, we lose that hour of sleep and we groan about that. But there also can be other fallouts from this. Now, look on the positive side, right? Here's some things to be aware of as daylight saving time hits this weekend.
For instance, the Monday after shifting to daylight saving time, employees spend more time than normal on Monday surfing the web for stuff unrelated to their job, according to a study.
I'm surprised that people admitted that in the study. Also, yikes, heart attacks increased by 25% in hospitals on the Monday immediately after the daylight saving time change, according to a study by a University of Colorado hospital cardiology experts.
Wow, better watch. Workplace injuries, more common. An examination of mining injuries revealed that on the Mondays after the time change, workers sustained more workplace injuries and their injuries were more severe compared to other days. Well, they lost an hour of sleep.
Yeah, again, it's always so tough, right? Because you want to go to bed when your watch or your phone says you should go to bed. But remember, you got to push it forward an hour because that time change doesn't take effect till like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So again, it's tough. I know I struggle with it. It's like, but it's not X o'clock yet. But do it. You're going to need that sleep later. Finally, the Sleep Foundation warns that drowsy driving is common in the first few days after the daylight saving time change. So things to be wary of.
We're fans of going back an hour, but this whole, you know, moving it forward an hour, not so much.
That's my cabin fever screen.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Now, I don't have a name or a city on that screamer, but she did pretty well.
She really did.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Ah, yes. Wizard of Oz, classic.
Your amazing brain. We have some fun little factoids here about, again, the amazing creation that is the human mind.
Yeah, for instance, even though the brain processes pain signals, the brain itself does not actually feel pain.
Interesting. Your brain requires 20% of the oxygen and calories your body needs, even though your brain only makes up 2% of your total body weight. Feed your brain.
Also, every time your heart beats, 20 to 25% of your blood is carried to the brain.
Huh. More on your amazing brain. Instead of being relatively solid, your brain is 75% water. This means that it is important that you remain properly hydrated for the sake of your mind.
Okay. Also, you'd think that your brain is more active during the day when the rest of your body is, but it's not. Your brain is more active when you sleep.
That must be what leads to some of those interesting dreams.
Yeah.
The amazing computational power of your brain only requires about 10 watts of power to operate.
There's no evidence that a larger brain is smarter than a smaller one. What matters more is the number of connections between neurons and the efficiency of information processing. And I need more connecting going on up there.
A few more here, factoids about your amazing brain. Despite popular belief, the human brain cannot truly multitask. What we perceive as multitasking is actually our brain rapidly switching between tasks, which can reduce efficiency and increase errors.
The human brain can store an estimated 2.5 million gigabytes of information. This is equivalent to about 300 years worth of TV shows showcasing the brain's incredible capacity for memory and learning.
Is that why I have a TV or movie quote for any situation? And finally, while your brain triples in size during the first year of life, it continues to grow and develop until you're about 25 years old.
Wow. There you go. That's interesting.
Yeah, your amazing brain. Stuff. What a creation.
I talk to a neuropsychologist every day, Jason Kanz, here on WWIB at 545. Best 5 minutes of the day. I have to drop some of these on him and get some of his take. We got weather ahead, bottom of the hour, but we could use some more help in our Hope and Hoops, right?
Yes, we certainly need more pledges here. Again, not only to put you in the drawing for that $50 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card, and that'll be on the drive with Dawson, so that drawing taking place later today, but also we're efforting trying to get closer and closer to that $500 matching challenge from an anonymous donor who wants to give $500 today and encourage other people to double that or more. So again, a little shy on pledges, but thank you so much, Nelson from Ladysmith, who's pledged already, and we'd love to hear from you too. 715-396-1670.
Show up, and Sue Stewart showing up for us today here as a guest shooter. We love guest shooters around here, Caleb.
We do.
And if you'd like to be a guest shooter early part of the Wake Up Show at 8:45 sometime, and I'm sure Dawson would welcome guest shooters on the drive as well. So, although he told me yesterday, he's like, I don't mind shooting. So, anyhow, 715-396-1670 is always a way to access us. The always interactive Wib Wake Up Show. And, Sue, you're going to chat with us a little bit? We're not quite at the shooting time yet. We're not quite at this. This is the prelude. This is the pregame show.
This is to see if we can get at least a few more people to pledge and help us toward that $500 matching challenge to an anonymous donor and get more people in the drawing for a $50 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card. And that will be this afternoon with Dawson on the drive. He'll draw from everybody who's pledged throughout the day. But again, we've got a couple pledges so far. Thank you so much to Nelson from Ladysmith and Marcy from Bloomer for your generosity to Wib Inc. and getting behind Sue.
Yeah, those are some real good size donations in terms of so from both of them. So we appreciate that here. And and Greg Stewart also stepping up to the mic. So Greg and Sue, great team here.
Yeah, I'm just going to coach her a little bit here.
Yeah, I told him to bid for the missus.
Okay, my wife is a bookkeeper,
uh-huh.
And you know everything is to the penny.
Yeah,
it's not easy to live with a bookkeeper. But anyway, you know when we're out, she doesn't give bills. She'll have change in her purse,
uh-huh.
And give it right to the exact penny if it's, you know, purchasing something. So I thought
I do that a lot too.
Well, the change is heavy.
Yeah,
right? You got to get rid of the change. It's
just right to the penny.
Yeah.
So, you know, Trump, don't eliminate the penny on my wife's behalf. Anyway, I thought it would be appropriate if I pledged per. Now, Michelle thinks I should pledge more per miss.
I think so, too.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So too.
I'm going to pledge $18.37 per miss and $16.53 per make.
Woo, that takes
and
a lot
I want
of calculating.
Exact change.
That's going to make us do some math here.
That's a unique pledge right
yeah,
there.
Right. How very fitting good. For the bookkeeper.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Thanks
will
a
she
lot.
Do the, will she do the math afterward? Or do
she's
I have
gonna,
to
hey, do
I got to get home and watch our two granddaughters.
I know.
So.
She wants to get moving here. All right. So please, we'd love to hear from you. 396-1670. Same place to do your Cabin Fever Scream at some point today, please. And then also wib.com/hope if you want to get in.
It's time to shoot for Hope and Hoops. If you'd like to sneak in a last-second pledge, you certainly can. 715-396-1670. Sue will be taking five shots in our Little Tykes Hoop in studio here live on the air. You can pledge a flat amount or per shot made, per shot missed. Remember, there's great gift offers available and a chance to win a $50 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card from everybody who pledges throughout the day today. You're also helping us get closer and closer toward that $500 matching challenge. Thank you to Nelson from Ladysmith, $40 per basket made. Marcy from Bloomer says a $50 flat pledge, but she'll double it if Sue makes all five. And Greg saying $16.53 per basket made, $18.37 per basket missed. And we've also pressed him into service to do the play-by-play here for his wonderful wife of almost 50 years.
50 years in September. By the way, I'm not eligible for that grand prize at the end of the
day. Yeah, so other people will be...
I don't mind giving.
No. Sue is drawing more staff members here.
Oh,
I feel
here
like
we are.
We're outside this window.
All right.
Well, I'm kind of hoping she'll miss because I'm pledging more per miss, but I should be wishing the other way. All right, you ready? No pressure.
All right.
Okay, here she goes. First basket is up, and it's in.
Nice.
Whoa! Wow, she's hitting that red dot. Oh, there's a miss, so she's one for two. Here's the third one. Yes!
Wow.
Two for three. Here she comes, a golden ball. Hey, she made it. She's three for four, and the last one she missed, three for five.
You're 60% putting me to
shame for my shooting the other day.
Well, that's how the great. Ladies are doing. Betsy was three for five earlier today, underhanded.
And Grandma's like, hey, I'm going to support Wib Inc., and then I'm going to go watch the grandkids as well, too. So a busy day. Thank you, Sue.
We're making the grandkids pay, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Get out the calculator to figure Greg's donation.
Okay, three for five. Thank you.
Good well job. Done, Sue Stewart. Thank you so much. And again, everybody who's pledged through this time of shooting for Hope and Hoops and everybody who pledges the rest of the way up until Dawson has a guest this afternoon will be in that drawing for a $50 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card. And again, we're getting closer and closer to that $500 matching challenge.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks. We'll do the math here and figure out how close we are before 9. No drawing right now, but later today with Dawson for that $50 Mustard Seed Boutique gift certificate.